WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The winner of the Grand Jury Prize at the 2004 Cannes Film Festival was a revenge thriller from South Korea called Old Boy. It's been described as the Quentin Tarantino movie that Tarantino would be afraid to make. Old Boy opens in New York and L.A. this week and wider next month. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Vengeance dominates our modern action cinema, in which injured men and women not only have license to kill, but to smile while doing so. My response to movie revenge sagas is double-edged. I like them good and brutal, but feel a little soiled by the bloodlust they engender. To be a work of art, a vengeance movie needs to give you something more than your jollies. It needs to show the cost of revenge to society, which can't survive if injustice goes unpunished, but also can't survive if individuals take justice into their own unstable hands. I have my great vengeance director now in Park Chan-wook, a 41-year-old South Korean filmmaker whose movie Old Boy won the Grand Jury Prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival. Park understands the Western obsession with an eye for an eye, or an eye and a nose and some teeth for an eye, but he also imbues his Punch and Judy bloodbaths with a morbid Eastern detachment. Park's last film, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, is one of the most twisted and disturbing I've seen. It builds to a scenario in which parallel revengers wreak havoc on each other's lives. Neither is in the wrong exactly, but there's no jolt of triumph, just a bloody mess and a tragic sense of waste. And now there's Old Boy, with a simpler narrative architecture, but even twistier morals. Park opens with a rousing prologue in which a mop-headed man with dark eyes dangles another man off a roof by his tie. Before we have the faintest idea what's going on, we meet Oh Dae-soo, an ordinary Seoul businessman, in the throes of an epic bender on his young daughter's birthday. The jump cuts as he raves in the police station capture his fractured perception and portend the horror to come. Released, Oh Dae-soo staggers into the rainy night, phones his daughter, and then disappears, ending up in another prison, a private one, where his food is shoved through a hole in a door and sleeping gas pours in through vents. In his locked room, Oh Dae-soo learns from a TV set that his wife has been murdered and that his blood and hair were found at the scene. He's been framed, but by who? He slices into his arm to mark each passing year, and there are 15 slices before he wakes to find himself on that roof holding that man by the tie. Choi Min-sik is a riveting actor, with deep, black, plaintive eyes. His Oh Dae-soo is part revenger, part robot. As he sets out to find out who locked him up, and more important, why, it's clear that his tormentor is beside him every step of the way, controlling him, addicted to watching him suffer. Is Oh Dae-soo the revenger, or is the revenger his one-time captor? To reveal more would rob you of the disorientation that Old Boy instills, disorientation and vertigo and nausea, like a switchback ride into a swamp of bones. The central relationship between Oh Dae-soo and a lovely young woman named Mido is tender and nuanced, but the violence everywhere else is sadistic and extreme. Even the meals approach the theater of cruelty. After Oh Dae-soo demands something living at a sushi bar, he proceeds to consume a live octopus before our eyes, then retches and passes out. Obviously, this sort of taboo-flouting imagery isn't for everyone, but Park's vision is all of a piece. He came of age in a period of South Korean upheaval, and in his work, there's a pervasive distrust of authority combined with a pervasive lack of faith in individuals, most of whom are warped by their out-of-whack society. Old Boy is a movie where you think you're in hell from the first frame, but have no inkling of the infernal circles to come. You're left thinking the only thing worse than not avenging injustice is avenging injustice.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.